Blog Talk Radio.
Go Catering, www.ledivas.com, is offering a 30% discount on all events of 100 persons or more, good until September 7th, 2015.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all new for you.
This show is Art and Social Justice Issues. This is Diana Long. We will be speaking with artists and activists about issues that affect us all.
So today, on Art and Social Justice Issues, our call-in show here on the radio, we're going to be talking with Cassandra Santos. Cassandra is an artist and art installation artist, and she's a very interesting artist who is originally from Puerto Rico and is currently living in Los Angeles. She's working on the issue of losing folks to violence and how that happens. So, Cassandra, are you with us yet? Are you there yet, Cassandra? Okay, so while we're waiting for Cassandra to get lined up, I wanted to talk a little bit about art installation. So, some artists work on canvas, and some work with pencil. We got some who are sculptors. And closer to home, we have artists who are even graffiti artists. And Cassandra, are you listening?
Oh, can you hear me?
Hi, Cassandra.
Hello?
So
yes.
Some artists are installation artists. Would that be you, Cassandra?
Yeah, this is me. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Awesome.
So, Cassandra.
Sorry, I could hear you.
Cassandra,
relax.
And I'm going to ask you some questions and ask for your responses. So if you could follow my lead. I was here in Chicago, the Urban Art Retreat, and I heard from Cassandra online. And Cassandra contacted the Urban Art Retreat regarding a project she was working on. Cassandra, can you tell us about your project, the Golden Shoes Project, and tell us a little background?
Well, the project that I'm working on is called the Golden Shoes Project. It is a street art installation. I started it in Puerto Rico in 2011. So it's a street art installation of shoes. And what I do is I collect the number of shoes that a city has lost to violence. And then the shoes are painted gold by the community. So I have workshops throughout the city that I'm trying to learn about. And then I show the shoes all together. So this time I'm doing it in Chicago. The street art installation is going to be of that of 433 pairs of shoes, one pair for each person that we lost to violence in Chicago. And I actually had a workshop with the Urban Art Retreat. It was my first workshop in Chicago, so thank you so much for participating.
Cassandra, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So the idea is that each pair of shoes represents a person lost to violence. And so by accumulating the shoes, both shoes representing men and women and children, right? They're
correct.
Representing the people lost to violence. In this case, coming here to Chicago, you're representing people lost to violence in the year 2014. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So tell me about the project you did in Puerto Rico. How did you get started on that? Why did you do it? How many pairs of shoes did you use, and where did you end up displaying your art installation?
Well, it was, so in Puerto Rico, it was an installation of 1,136 pairs of shoes, because that's the number of people that Puerto Rico lost to violence in 2011. It was an idea that I had because every time I would go back home, you would just hear the most horrific stories, because you can't go literally two blocks walking, because my friends and family tell me, we can't walk over to the next block. You literally need to take a car. Every time you're going into your home, you have to look around, make sure there's nobody waiting for you to try to break into your home.
Uh-huh.
As you're going into your own home, it's a state of hysteria that's going on there, and I wanted to do something about it. I also had, during that time, I had lost my dad, not to violence, but to cancer. And I had a really hard time dealing with loss.
Okay.
So it's interesting that I came up with this idea to create change in Puerto Rico, or create a symbol of wanting things to change in my island. And in a way, I feel like every time that I do a workshop or I've done this project, in a way I'm honoring my father, you know?
Yeah.
It's sort of like helped me deal with my own personal loss by helping others deal with their loss.
To include the people who have had a loss to someone to violence in your projects?
Well, what I did was, when people found out about the project, family members of people that had lost their loved one, I reached out to them, and they wanted to participate and donate a pair of shoes of their loved one. And what I did was, I had special workshops where they could paint the shoes in any way they wanted, not just gold, which is what people, which is regular shoes that are donated to symbolize a life. When it's from an actual loved one, I call them sacred shoes. They come and a family member paints the shoes themselves. And those workshops have been honestly the most powerful, and I have found that there's a sense of honoring their loved one, a sense of feeling connected to them. In Puerto Rico, I had 12 pairs of what I call sacred shoes, and in Chicago, as of today, and there's another organization that's going to be doing a workshop next month, but as of right now, I have 40 pairs of shoes from actual people that we lost to violence, and their mothers, their sisters, their brothers, their sons have painted the shoes themselves. Those workshops, again, have been very powerful. There's been a lot of, you know, tears. There's been a lot of laughter, and just really beautiful experiences and connections between the people that come to these workshops, and they're so eager to tell their stories, because I think a lot of people feel that they have been forgotten, since a lot of these cases have not been solved.
Right.
They feel that they've forgotten about their son, they've forgotten about their husband, because some of these cases are 8, 10 years old, they still haven't found who did it or haven't been brought to justice. So these mothers or these loved ones are so, they want to tell their stories. They want to continue to honor them and sort of like create, you know, keep them alive somehow. And so many mothers are just so thankful. And so I did one on Thursday with a group called Purpose Over Pain, which is a support group for mothers that have lost loved ones or their sons or daughters to violence. And
that's
about five
that's
or six
Chicago, right?
Yes. And five or six women came to another workshop 2 days later, far away, you know, to the north side, to have to paint more shoes because they loved it so much. They brought three or four more pairs. And actually one mother, she wrote it on Facebook, and I don't think she meant for me to see it, but she was thanking another mother because she had a hard time at the first workshop getting out of her car because she didn't want to let go of her son's shoes.
Right.
And her friend helped her. She said, you know, come on, let's do this. And she's one of the mothers that came to the second workshop and painted four more pairs, you know. So, you know, I just hope that it just brings them some sort of peace, even if it's for a couple of hours, or they feel more connected to their loved one in that time and in the time, you know, from there on out as well.
Okay, can you tell me, how did you decide to come to do work, this project in Chicago, and what has Chicago, in general, what has the response been like?
Well, I looked at what were some of the cities that have been most affected by violence, and Chicago is in one of the top ones. I looked at, you know, Flint, Michigan was another option that I considered. But I don't know, I believe in certain serendipitous things happening, and I started meeting a lot of people from Chicago during the time that I was figuring out where I was going to do it. And also during that time, it was one of the most violent months that you guys have had it was in 2014, I think it was July. There was one month where it was just crazy. So I thought, you know, this is where it needs to be. And honestly, Chicago has been incredible. There's a lot of people that want for Chicago to change. I see that and I feel it. And it just continues to spread. When I do a workshop, I hear from another organization that says, hey, we want to be part of this. I get another email. I get another phone call. So honestly, I feel a sense of people wanting this to be changed in the city. And also, I think it's not just the people that we're losing to violence, but there's a lot of people that are being injured. I mean, the people that are being shot but haven't passed is...
Yes.
It's crazy. And there's a lot of retaliation because people in the streets know what's going on. So, you know, one person gets shot and dies and then the other one doesn't. And then they go and they try to take care of them. I lose words, you know, it's really out of control. And all the hurt and pain that's created from it, the mothers that are not celebrating Christmas or birthdays and stuff like that because they don't feel joy. It's just a city full of pain, you know, when the violence just continues to get worse and worse, you know. So I'm just trying to do my part.
I know you've worked with a variety of people. Tell me about some of your experiences working with youth on the Golden Shoes Project here in Chicago. What's that been like?
Well, it's been great. I've worked with, you know, everybody from little kids that are just getting to know about what's going on to people that have gotten in trouble that are trying to sort of make a change. What I see is that there's people that just have been in certain environments for their entire life and literally don't know better. It really makes me think of, there's a group that I worked with called Precious Blood, and they help people that either have been to jail or, you know, they're doing community service for, you know, certain things that have happened. And they were painting the shoes, and one of the things, it's like they were just throwing the cans literally like on the side of the street, right? They weren't even thinking of, you know, like maybe we should put this in the trash, you know? And it wasn't even a thought. It wasn't even a thought, because their neighborhoods are full of, you know, one more thing that is just on the street, you know? So it's just having conversations to even bring stuff to light. Like, I could just see it in their face that it wasn't even a thought of, like, I'm throwing this, you know? Do you know what I'm saying? And it's just they have not had any other experience but that. So they're bright young men. It's just about having about just even getting them to think something a little bit different, you know? But overall, the experiences have been of, like, really great people, you know, really great, great people. Chicago has amazing people, top to bottom. Everybody's been really helpful and, like, eager and just beautiful. Chicago has beautiful people. I can't say anything less than that.
Have you worked with any elderly who perhaps have talked about what things used to be like, or perhaps, you know, have commentary on the changes that the city has gone through, or compared?
I haven't. I mean, some of the mothers, or actually grandmothers that have come to the workshop, you know, are older, but I haven't been with a group of just elderly people. No, I have not.
Yeah.
That's a good group to
experience.
Yeah, I know,
and my experience with elderly people, sometimes they'll talk about, you know, what the neighborhoods used to be like, or my own experience, a difference in the types of violence. You know, I've really changed over the decades, you know, compared to now. And so the mortality is different, you know. I was just going to say that, you know, when I was a youth, you know, people used their fists or maybe a knife, but now people are so quick to pick up a gun. And so you're just seeing more deaths as, you know, when people are violent with each other than what I would see when I was a young person. And so violence is always traumatic, but it just seems like there's just so much more, you know, deeper trauma and more, you know, ending of life now. So it's really sad, you know. I'm glad that you've been able to work with some youth while doing this.
I think it doesn't even go that far. You know, literally parents are actually saying that. You know, they're like, we used to fist fight, you know, after school if there was a problem or whatever. It was never death. But you're right. It's definitely more. And for smaller things, you know, it's not even like it's small disagreements that people are pulling guns out.
People are losing their patience so easily and getting upset about such little things. You know, I wanted to take a little bit of a turn here and talk some about, so you've painted all these shoes, kind of check in with you on the progress of the project here in Chicago, the Golden Shoes Project. When is the culmination, and can you tell us what the culmination of your art installation piece will be? What that will look like?
So I am working on getting the permit. It looks like it's going to be at Daly Plaza. at the end of October. Yes.
The end of October.
At the end of October, yes. I believe it's going to be a Friday. I don't want to say exact because I haven't gotten the permit yet, but I'm literally, like, at the tail end of getting that permit.
Can you describe what the final art installation will look like and how it will take place?
Of course. So it's going to be 2 hours of setting up the installation, which means all the shoes will be placed together at the Daily Plaza, and it'll take about 2 hours to get them together. If anybody wants to volunteer and help out, it would be greatly appreciated. Each pair of shoe will have a name, an age, and some information about the project, like, hey, this is a street art installation to create awareness about what's going on in our city. After those 2 hours, the installation is going to be shown for another 2 hours, where I will be encouraging the viewer to use social media. I think social media is one of the most powerful tools we can use as artists and as activists or people that care about what's going on. So I really want to use social media as a form to create awareness about what's going on in Chicago. So people will be encouraged to share photos, information about what's going on and the installation. And the hashtag is going to be called Golden Shoes Project. After those 2 hours, people will be encouraged to take a pair of shoes with the promise that they will take the shoes and put them somewhere else in the city and take a photo of the shoes and what's called geotagging. So you can put it's in the corner of, you know, whatever street it is, or it's at, you know, this museum, it's at this school. So when you look for the hashtag, you can see where the shoes are. You can see the art live and evolve and live in the city of Chicago, not just in the installation when it's going to be shown on that day. You're going to be able to see it in the entire city.
Oh, so that's interesting. So during the 2 hours that they're on display, will there be any speakers or what? Can you elaborate more on what's going to take place during the 2 hours that the display is on?
Yeah, a lot of the mothers are going to be coming to the installation. I think I'm working on, like, some of the details. I know that the mayor might come. I'm in talks with his office. I want to include as many people as everybody's included. So I'm working on those details, and I will put all that stuff on Facebook and social media. But there will definitely be speakers. There will be it really is really beautiful, the one in Puerto Rico, to hear the conversations that happen around the installation. It's a really powerful experience.
Can you tell us the name of the website where people can go to find out more information?
Of course. The website is called Golden Shoes Project. The Facebook, I've kept it really simple. The Facebook and Instagram are also Golden Shoes Project. And the hashtag that will be used is Golden Shoes Project.
Okay.
So any information you may want, it's all going to be on the Facebook, on the Instagram. I'm going to make sure that I use those tools as a form to continue to create awareness because, you know, a lot of these cases haven't been solved. A lot of these cases haven't, you know, have gone cold. And you know, I hope that maybe from, like, because a lot of the times police can't do their job if people are not willing to talk. I just hope maybe this can inspire somebody, if they know any information or anything, to talk or to bring some light to maybe some of the cases that haven't been solved, because a lot of these mothers, it helps so much when they can, you know, get some relief and some justice. That would be a dream if some of these cases could be, you know, if just bring some light or somebody to talk. Because a lot of these cases, we need people to say, I know this. A lot of these cases
right.
can be solved if people are willing to stand up and say,
right.
I know.
I've got a few quick questions for you. So,
mm-hmm.
Again, I just want to remind people that might be listening, Golden Shoes Project is where they can find out more information, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or your website. I'm speaking with Cassandra Santos, and the Golden Shoes Project is about people who were lost to violence in Chicago in the year 2014. Is that correct, Cassandra?
Correct.
Okay, and that the if you want to find out the date that this event, this art installation is to take place and where it's going to take place and what time, that this is a way that you can find out, go to Golden Shoes Project and keep informed. And if you want to help Cassandra between now and then or the day of the installation, she's going to need a lot of help. Go to Golden Shoes Project now and then. And Cassandra, will some of the moms be there that day to talk, perhaps have a microphone to talk about their loss, say their loved one's name? Will there some of the moms be there that day?
Yes, I think a lot of the moms are actually really eager to be there. They're all asking me, when is it going to be, where I'm going to be there. So do not worry, all that information will be told. And yes, mothers will be there. Mothers, sons, sisters, you name it, they will be there, yes.
Okay, so we've been speaking with Cassandra Santos. Cassandra, I want to thank you very, very much for this speaking with me today and about this important topic of violence in Chicago. And we've been talking about the Golden Shoes Project. If you want to find out more, go online to Golden Shoes Project, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or website, Golden Shoes Project, the founder, Cassandra Santos. And again, Cassandra, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, and thank you for supporting this project from day one. I really appreciate it, Diana.
Good luck with everything, Cassandra, and we'll talk with you soon.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank
Have a good day.
You. Okay. Bye-bye now, Cassandra. Go to Golden Shoes Project, find out more, be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem. We've been on Art and Social Justice Issues. Thanks a lot. Bye for now.